And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote these sentences. I just pointed my rifle at him and let him have the big one right through the third button on his shirt. If he ever figured to sew that particular button on again, he was going to have to scrape it off his backbone. Louis L'Amour, the author of many Western novels, born in Jamestown, North Dakota, 1908. It's the birthday of Stephen Sondheim, New York City, 1930. When he was 27, he was offered a job writing lyrics for a new musical, a modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet set in New York City. The result was West Side Story, came out on Broadway in 1957, got mixed reviews, but it was a huge hit as a movie. It's the birthday of the poet Billy Collins, born in New York City, 1941, an only child. Before he knew how to read, he would sit and page through books and pretend that he was reading whenever his parents had company. Wrote his first poem at the age of 7 when he saw a sailboat on the East River. Billy Collins said, I was a most impressionable teenager back in the days of beatnik glory, so I responded fully to Kerouac, Ginsberg, Ferlinghetti's Coney Island of the Mind, Gregory Corso, and others. I was a Catholic high school boy in the suburbs who fantasized about stealing a car and driving nonstop to Denver. I probably would have done it, but I didn't have access to those special driving pills that Neil Cassidy had. Plus, there was always a test to study for or band practice. Billy Collins' most recent book, Aimless Love. And it's the anniversary of the first private screening of a motion picture. Paris, 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière. They made a movie of a group of workers leaving a factory in Lyon. It was only 46 seconds long, but it was very popular. People wanted to see it, but the Lumières felt that motion pictures were just a fad and there was no future in it. Here's a poem by David Solner, A Dog by the Sea. Just after dawn, we get up without coffee and let the dog lead us through a grove of wind-stunted trees, spiked succulents, red-berried holly, and over the dune ridge out of the gray of still-sleeping mines. A line of pink from the not-yet-risen sun reminds me of the lilac shadows caught in the radial grooves of shells. I take up your hand and feel the blood warming your fingers as the dog bounds off, dragging her leash through wet sand. She's after gulls and a line of waves that repeat themselves, she seems to think, because they want to play. A morning breeze stirs the now turning tide, breathing over it, sighing toward Bayside. As the waves come in, whorls of light unfold on the sand. How I want for us to repeat ourselves, on and on, you holding the leash of a silly dog, me feeling the beat, the blood in your hand. A poem by David Selner, A Dog by the Sea, from his collection Blue Morning Light, published by Pond Road Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.